Track 11. The National Centre for Writing in Norwich chooses a selection of brilliant titles for all ages which have been shortlisted for the East Anglian Book Awards.
Scape Gallows by Carol Birch, Fiction 2008. Winner of the first ever East Anglian Book Awards in 2008, Scape Gallows is a brilliantly escapist read you can take on holiday this season. The story draws inspiration from the life of the real Margaret Catchpole, born into a smuggler's world in Suffolk in the late 1700s and living a double life. Faced with the gallows, she escapes and is transported with other convicts to Australia, leading to adventure and high drama.
2 Points East by Judith Ellis, Non-Fiction, 2017. Ideal reading if you're exploring the Norfolk coast this summer, spanning the period from the Anglo-Saxons to the coming of the railway. 2 Points East is about the boats, the fishing, and some of the lives lived on the North Sea coast of Norfolk, from the once world-famous herring fishery in Great Yarmouth to the extraordinary rescues of Cromer's famous lifeboatman Henry Blogg.
The Meaning of Geese by Nick Aitchison, Non-Fiction, 2023. Uplifting and heartwarming, this beautiful piece of nature writing by Norfolk Magazine columnist Nick Aitchison, which won the Overall Book of the Year Award in 2023, recounts the adventures of the renowned naturalist in his pursuit of the wild geese that fill the Norfolk skies on their seasonal visits from Iceland and Siberia each year. It will inspire you to get outside walking or bird watching and looking to the skies this summer.
Do You Love Bugs by Matt Robertson, Children's 2020. The perfect accompaniment to days out with budding naturalists, quirky text and sweet yet hilarious illustrations show exactly why mini beasts can be truly awesome in their own unique way, including 14 hilarious, globally inclusive, bug-tastic spreads featuring worms, bees, beetles, dragonflies, butterflies, moths, grasshoppers, spiders, ants, snails and stick insects.
The Great Level by Stella Tilliard, Fiction 2018. Get lost in this deeply atmospheric novel, a complex love story set between New World America and the marshy heart of the Fen Country in the 17th century. Follow Dutchman Jan as he arrives in England to work on draining and developing the Great Level on the Fens, only to meet Englishwoman Eliza, who will change his path forever.
Sugar Beet Moon, An Artist's Study of the Sky by Tor Falcon, Non-Fiction 2024. Artist Tor Falcon set out to draw the full moon rise and become captivated by the alchemy of darkness. The resulting book, including more than 50 of her paintings, is a total immersion in the natural world, where observing the moon reminds us that everything is connected. A soothing, fascinating read that unfolds in a diaristic style, allowing readers to dip in and out as desired.
Before the Dreadful Daylight Starts, an anthology of Norfolk poetry, edited by Cameron Self and Kevin Gardner, Poetry 2023. More than 130 Norfolk-inspired poems divided into 7 sections that represent key aspects of this fine county. Coast, broads and rivers, Norwich and county towns, history and people, rhymes, epitaphs and limericks, churches and houses and landscape. Poems that help you feel rooted in place and celebrate all the county has to offer.
Girl by Rebecca Goss, Poetry 2019. Poetry fans will be absorbed by this exploration and celebration of female identity and the dynamics of family and friendship. In deceptively hushed tones, Goss considers the emotional and physical connections women make to the world around them, as well as producing a fearless exploration of the female body and female desire.
Wild East by Ashley Hickson Lovance, current winner, children's / young adult. The current Book of the Year winner, praised by the judges for its creative rhyme and uplifting message, a regional success with national relevance, perfect for reluctant teen readers. This is the empowering story of Ronnie, a 14-year-old who moves out of London to Norwich after his life is struck by tragedy. As he navigates life as a black teenager in a mostly white school, he discovers the power of poetry and rap to help find his voice.
Stooky Blues, stories by DJ Taylor, fiction 2022. Praised by the late Hilary Mantel as a solid, grounded, entertaining collection of stories, Stooky Blues is perfect for Norfolk locals and tourists alike. The characters are a mix of newcomers and old-timers, young or old, self-confident or ground down, local or blow-in, all of them reaching uneasy compromises with the world they inhabit and the landscape in which life takes place.
About the East Anglian Book Awards. The East Anglian Book Awards celebrate the region's wealth of writing and publishing talent. Since its inception in 2008, the awards have honoured more than 150 authors, 200 titles and 100 publishers, with past winners including The Meaning of Geese by Nick Aitchison, Iron Man by Lynn Bryan, The House of 100 Clocks by A.M. Howell, and After Me Comes the Flood by Sarah Perry, who later won the Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction. Presented by the National Centre for Writing in partnership with the Eastern Daily Press, East Anglian Daily Times and Norwich City of Literature, with support from UEA's Faculty of Arts and Humanities, the search for the 2025 winners is now underway. It marks a new chapter for the awards. Entry eligibility has been extended to include Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, Essex and Hertfordshire, in addition to long-standing members Norfolk and Suffolk. Alongside the core categories, fiction, poetry, history and tradition, biography and memoir, general non-fiction and children's books, there is a new debut novels category for emerging writers, and the inaugural City of Literature Award, supported by Norwich City of Literature and voted for by the public, recognising outstanding contributions by the individuals or organisations to the region's literary ecosystem. From these, one title will be selected as Book of the Year, winning a £1,000 prize. Shortlists will be announced in October 2025 and the winners revealed in early 2026. To find out more, including how to vote for the City of Literature Award, go to nationalcentreforwriting.org.uk/get-involved/writers/EABA/enter/all in lowercase.